USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Officials in Ukraine say a second attempt at a ceasefire in the southern part of the country has failed. That word comes amid reports of renewed Russian shelling near the port city of Mariupol, where tens of thousands of civilians were trying to evacuate. That after the Ukrainian president had a video call with U.S. lawmakers on Saturday pleading for aid. Speaking on Fox and Friends Weekend, Tennessee Republican Senator Marsha Blackburn explains that during the call, Zelensky made a plea regarding Russian energy reliance.
He also pointed to energy and the importance of stopping those purchases of Russian oil, because energy really is Russia's currency, and that is what they are using to finance this war.
USA Radio News.
Did you know most vitamin supplements don't even come from food? Even the products with colorful fruits and vegetables adorning the labels are seldom derived from produce. Typically, supplements are synthetic, made in a laboratory. Modern science may synthetically imitate these chemicals, but your body isn't fooled. It knows the difference, and it craves quality materials to build, repair, and fight illness. You need to consume fruits and vegetables daily in a variety of colors, as well as whole grains and other fresh food. That's why I formulated Balance of Nature. I wanted to be able to give my patients a natural alternative to the cheap, unnatural chemistry by giving them real fruits and vegetables. In fact, the only ingredients inside of Balance of Nature are whole fruits and vegetables. Don't settle for imitation nutrition. Reach for the good stuff, the real stuff.
Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com to get 35% off your first preferred order by using discount code USA.
The president of Ukraine is continuing to ask NATO for more military drones, planes, and lethal weaponry. But many on Capitol Hill point out that Ukrainian pilots only know how to fly Soviet-style aircrafts, so the United States shouldn't be supplying all the planes, but rather countries like Poland or Romania. California Democratic Representative John Garamendi shares with Fox News how the United States would have to resupply those countries.
That's probably going to take an appropriation by the Congress of the United States so that those countries will be able to purchase or get those planes from the United States or quite possibly from other European countries.
Reps from Major League Baseball and the Players Union are set to meet again today for contract negotiations. The MLB Network says no players will be present, only top negotiators from both sides during the session. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
You've heard us talk about the luxurious Giza Dream sheets from MyPillow. Well, now they're on sale, 60% off, as low as $39.99. Lots of other overstock items and a free copy of Mike Lindell's book, What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO. With any purchase, but you've got to use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, the Radio Listener Square. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
A new study is out regarding alcohol consumption.
A new study shows just one pint of beer or an average glass of wine a day may begin to shrink the overall volume of the brain, and the damage worsens as the number of daily drinks rises. On average, people at age 50 who drank a pint of beer or a 6-ounce glass of wine in the last month had brains that appeared 2 years older than those who only drank half a beer, according to the study. According to the study, which was published in the journal Nature, the brains of people that said they drank 3 alcohol units a day had reductions in both white and gray matter and looked as if they had added 3.5 years to the age of their brain. From the USA Radio News Washington Bureau, I'm John Hunt.
At least 600 homes had to be evacuated in Florida's panhandle as a wildfire ripped through the area. Governor Ron DeSantis said trees that were downed in 2018 by Hurricane Michael, as well as low humidity and strong winds, created the perfect storm for intense fire conditions. But he said firefighters managed to save a lot of homes.
This is a really significant, fast-moving fire, and it obviously has done some damage. But I'll tell you, I thought that given where it was, that you would have way more homes that would have been destroyed by now.
The Republican governor adding over 12,000 acres are burning. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.